This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Secretary of State's office has completed a mandatory recount for Colorado's 3rd congressional district race between Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch. State law requires automatic recounts when a race is within 0.5% of the total votes cast for the winner of the race. After the recount, Boebert lost 3 votes and Frisch picked up 1. It confirmed Boebert won re-election by fewer than 600 votes. A civil rights attorney is calling for a criminal investigation into the Colorado Springs Police Department following the alleged beating of a black man during an arrest. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Attorneys for 29-year-old Dalvin Gadsden say their client was pulled over in early October for failing to properly display a license plate. According to Gadsden, he was confused by the stop and officers forced him out of the car, saying they smelled marijuana. He says they began repeatedly punching and kicking him in the head, face, and back. Gadsden has had several charges related to the incident dismissed, including a DUI charge. The incident is one of several race-related allegations involving the police department in recent months. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
CSP did not respond to a request for comment by airtime. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has issued an avalanche warning for much of the high country on Tuesday and Wednesday. The warning was issued for the Park Range, Medicine Bow, the Never Summers, and the Northern Front Range, including Rocky Mountain National Park. Officials say people should avoid any travel in the backcountry. In Denver, it's 32 degrees. A winter weather advisory begins there at 9. This is CPR News at 7:06.